Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Quite possibly the closest round of Name That Tune we've ever had at the halfway mark. Steve has two. Hot Wings, me, Maitland, and Tommy all have one. Remarkable.
Are we ready to continue on with Name That Tune? Tunes that were great but never charted?
Kelly, yes. I'm ready.
All right.
Yes.
Now, this clue is short and sweet and maybe a little difficult. Tune and clue number 8. This was used in a popular ad for The Gap, which featured young people lip syncing this song, Hot Wings.
It's probably not right. The Brian Setzer Orchestra, Jump, Jive, and Wail.
No. Free beer.
I was going to say the same thing.
Well, those are incorrect. But the ad did feature young people lip-syncing this song in front of a white background, and they were selling a line of leather goods. Here is your tune number 8.
Boy, this doesn't sound like Brian Setzer.
No.
Good. I can't remember which band this is. I have like 3 guesses.
It starts
Steve.
With
a
D. Steve.
I was going to say Oingo Boingo,
nope,
but that doesn't start with a
nope.
C.
Hot Wings.
A D, actually. Hot Wings.
Wait.
D is in, starts with a D.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Hot Wings.
Just Can't Get Enough, Depeche Mode.
That's right.
Oh. Like, just Depeche Mode or Erasure or New Order. On college rock stations.
Not very good.
College
not a good
rock
song.
Stations.
I mean, empirically, nope. It's bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've done a bad job.
That's poppy. Feel good.
All right, we continue on with tune and clue number 9. In this song, this country singer lives most of his life in Texas along the Frio River. But a string of failed relationships with women in that state ended disastrously. Free beer.
All my exes live in Texas, George Strait.
That's right.
Remember that old Frio River. The king, George Strait.
Love him.
All my exes live in Texas. And Texas is a place I'd dearly love to be, but all my exes live in Texas, and that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee.
I wonder how Savannah is.
Rosanna's down in Texarkana.
I know, but I want to know Savannah.
Wanted me to push her broom. Sweet
Eileen's
never
shout I'm the man. And Allison's in Galveston, somehow lost her sanity. And Dimples, who now lives in Temple's, got the love.
Having Savannah's a woman, and she was down in Texarkana.
Oh, no, that one, no, Rosanna's down in
Rosanna.
Texarkana.
Oh, damn. No, I'm out.
Yeah. It's okay.
I don't get the point then. Just kidding, I do.
All right, we move on to tune and clue number 10. This song is commonly thought to be about masturbation, but it's really about dancing by yourself. The
Hot
singer
wings.
Got the idea. Hot Wings.
Billy Idol dancing with myself.
That's a great guess. And it's wrong.
I thought you were going to say it's wrong. Oh my God.
And a mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. And when there's no one else inside, I'm in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. Dancing with myself, dancing with myself. When there's nothing to lose and there's nothing to prove, I'm dancing with myself.
Billy Idol. Hot Wings has three. Me and Steve have two. Mate and Tommy each have one.
We move on. This is Name That Tune. Songs that were great but never charted. Or at least didn't make it to the top 10. Now this is a short clue, and we're really going to have to dig deep back into the 2020 coronavirus pandemic, where many people found solace in this song. And some hospitals would even play the song when a patient was discharged because so many people saw it as, we're finally seeing the light.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Ray of Light, Madonna?
Nope. Here is your tune. You're going to kick yourself
yeah,
for this one,
I know.
Hot Wings.
I jumped the gun.
You're going to kick yourself for tune number 11.
Oh, my.
Steve.
Steve.
That's Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
That's right.
Never heard it.
Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter.
My son had a birthday party on Saturday that started at my house, so I did the cookout and everything, and his buddy PJ, I have on my wall, I have a big print of the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, do you like the Beatles? And I go, oh, yeah, I love them. And he goes, do you have all the albums? And I said, not on vinyl, but yeah, I have them all on CD. I have them in stereo and mono. And he's like, whoa, that's awesome.
You finally,
I go, oh, man, all right. Kid is impressed by my love of the Beatles.
I would not have seen that coming.
No.
Especially the part about I have them all on CD and mono and stereo. And they're like, CDs? What are you, old man?
God bless you, PJ, for making me feel cool for 1 minute.
Here is your tune and clue number 12. In this song, all this woman wants is a man after midnight. Someone to help her chase her shadows away.
Maitland.
And take her through the darkness and to the break of day. Maitland.
ABBA. Gimme, gimme. Gimme.
That's right.
I was out as soon as you said after midnight, and I knew it wasn't Eric Clapton.
Is ABBA the most overrated band of all time? I say yes.
I mean, I don't love ABBA, but they had a million hits.
I think if I were in my 30s in the 80s and this song was on, you kidding me? I'd love it.
I should be in the club when this was new.
It was a great time to be a club goer.
Maybe
70s and 80s, yeah.
She's right. This song sucks.
Yeah, she's over it.
Muffin's like, stop it.
Okay, I won't ever sing again, Muffin.
I hate She hates songs by people named like Bjornsson and Fjorn. Yeah.
Foreigner. She's not into it.
Yeah.
All right. We
quit playing
on.
IKEA rock.
This is Name That Tune. Great songs that never charted. Tune and Clue number 13. Due to the lyrics about a desperate girl on a balcony hearing cars roll by out on 441, the song has long been rumored to be about a college student who committed suicide by jumping from the Beatty Towers residence hall at the University of Florida in Gainesville, Florida. Here is your tune,
Hot
number
Wings.
13. After Hot Wings guesses.
Third Eye Blind Jumper.
Incorrect. Here's your tune, number 13.
Steve.
Tom Petty, American Girl.
That's right.
Oh, no. That makes sense, in Gainesville. Yeah. Guess I've never really listened to the lyrics, though.
It takes a long time to get to it.
It does. So this song, she kills herself with this song?
In the second verse. Well, it was kind of cold that night. She stood alone on her balcony. She could hear the cars roll by out on the 441, like waves crashing on the beach. And for one desperate moment there, he crept back in her memory. It's so painful when something that is so close is still so far out to reach. So far out of reach.
Dang.
She was an American girl.
Doesn't necessarily say she jumped, and it's more so just saying she was standing out on a balcony.
Yeah.
So who knows? She could have just been single and having the best
day of her
life.
She was does imply.
Yeah.
That Steve's got five now. He's running away with
really?
Us.
Really?
Wow. Alex has three. I have two. Mate has two. Tommy has one.
Go me.
We've got two songs left. Uh-oh. Just enough for gotta you guys to tie it. Here's your tune and clue, number 14. This song is from the film Desperately Seeking Susan, and was this singer's first UK hit. But it was never released as a single in the United States, but it remains one of the best-known B-sides of the 80s since radio stations said, screw it, we're going to play this song anyway. Here is your tune, number 14.
Hot Wings.
You can dance.
Oh.
Hot Wings.
Oh, man. Into the Groove, Madonna?
That's right.
Wow. Sorry, wait, I had to sing the song. Into the Groove.
Come on, come on, come on.
I'm waiting. Get into the groove, boy. You got to prove your love to me. Yeah. Get up on your feet. Yeah, step to the beat. Boy, what will it be? Music can be such a revelation. Dancing around, you feel the sweet sensation. We might be lovers if the rhythm's
all right, one more.
One more.
All right, Steve gets this when he wins. Hot Wings gets this when he ties.
Boy.
I think we've had this one before, and I think I've even used this clue. But we'll see if you remember it. Final tune, final clue. Name that tune. Amazing songs that never charted. This singer wrote this song to celebrate the birth of his daughter, and the song even starts with a baby's first cry that was recorded during an actual childbirth. Then at the end of this song, you'll hear the singer say, "Come on, get out of the water, baby." She's splashing around and protesting to her dad. And that's an actual recording of this singer and his daughter splashing around in the water.
Hmm.
Here is your final tune. Hot Wings.
Isn't she lovely, Stevie Wonder?
That's right.
Yeah.
Never heard the beginning of that.
I haven't either.
Stations cut that part off, I guess.
They good. Should. Tom. Tommy, remember you said when you said you wished you could punch Stevie Wonder in the face and take all his money?
Yeah, and I doubled down on that after playing 30 seconds of babies crying.
You feel even more strongly about that?
Yeah, I'm going to do a 1-2 punch this time.
A fine round of Name That Tune. They were hit somewhere.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.